Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm, inviting people to enjoy the day outside. Over in Jerusalem, skies are clear, perfect for a stroll through the city. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys comfortable temperatures, ideal for visiting the beautiful gardens. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF announced 10 soldiers were wounded and one killed in combat in southern Lebanon overnight. Also, Walla shares that an Iranian imam, speaking at the March of the Living in Poland, stated that the regime and Hamas do not represent Islam. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports Tehran is considering halting movement of Iranian ships in the Hormuz Strait to avoid angering the U.S. Separately, JTA notes Israelis paused to mark Holocaust Memorial Day, experiencing emotional confusion after weeks of war alerts. And finally, Forward mentions that despite failed U.S.-Iran talks and a naval blockade by President Trump, Israelis say they are maintaining war readiness. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amit Segal, a well-known journalist, shared moments from this morning when Israelis stood in silence to honor Holocaust Memorial Day. Azriel B., an Israeli commentator, recalled a courageous speech by the IDF Deputy Chief of Staff from a decade ago on this Memorial Day. J Insider, a news outlet, reported on upcoming Israel-Lebanon peace talks set to start in Washington. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the IDF operations in Lebanon, the IDF reported to the Jerusalem Post that they continue their activities despite the casualties. This highlights ongoing tensions in the region, impacting both military strategy and local communities. Turning to the Iranian imam's statement in Poland. Walla reports that his words at the March of the Living mark a significant divergence from Tehran's official stance. This could influence perceptions of Iran within the international Muslim community. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights Tehran's strategic considerations in the Hormuz Strait. By potentially halting ship movements, Iran aims to keep diplomatic channels open with the U.S., This move could ease regional tensions if followed through. As for the Holocaust Memorial Day sirens, JTA describes how Israelis paused in silence, marking a stark contrast to recent weeks dominated by war alerts. This reflects a poignant moment of national reflection. Amid ongoing conflict, finally with U.S.-Iran talks faltering, Forward reports that Israel remains on alert. The naval blockade announced by President Trump adds another layer of complexity to Middle Eastern geopolitics, affecting regional stability and security. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reveals that the Israeli Air Force's recent success relied on American refueling planes for its missions against Iran. Separately, Maariv Business highlights a potential real estate crisis as the number of sellers exceeds buyers by about 630,000, marking a significant market shift. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Carrefour will launch Israel's Basket tomorrow, offering 100 discounted products, though not at all branches. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.